Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to State of the Network 2. If you guys have been with us for, I don't know, for 2 years now, we have been on Podbean and loving it. A bunch of show changes, bunch of new shows we are on. We got rid of Blog Talk Radio, very expensive. We did do a bit of dabbing at the hits there. We lost a bit of hits, but we got some great content. We have some more big news, and that's why I thought it'd be important to do a second State of the Network. With us on the line, we've got Heavy Set.
That's right.
And we've got, from DSJMP, we got Devil Vamp.
That is me.
All right, we got some big news. Let's just get right into it.
I'm back, and I'm better than ever. Got a knack for making things better. Cause your opinion don't matter.
That's right. Coming back to the Trending Topics Network, Heavy Set.
That's right. Back once again. And it honestly feels, it does feel great to be back. When I left on the terms that I did, it was one of those things that pretty much had to be done. Things have blown over. Lives have changed.
Oh, yeah, man. It's a new day. It's a new day.
Wait a minute, are we talking about the New Day faction? Are we talking about...
Are you talking about the fucking Preachers or whatever, fucking Nation of Domination?
Are we talking about Legacy's theme, It's a New Day, It's a New Day, It's a New Generation, It's a New...
Yeah, so anyway. Yeah, you left the network on some fucking weird and stupid thing. You owed somebody $10 or something and fucking they kicked you off with some fucking bullshit like that.
Yeah, no, it was... I didn't... I mean, granted,
you didn't give somebody a handy and they got pissed. That's essentially what happened.
I could talk about it now because, like I said, we've all moved past it. But it was when Toons moved to a sports show. I felt like it was like a slap in my face because we were at the time, like, everybody had their own niche on the network. And when I started,
I thought it was somewhat. I heard they wouldn't cut out your staph infection. That's why you got pissed.
Yeah, and then I was like, you know what? Screw you guys. I'm taking my ball. I'm going home. I quit. No. But it was just that. That's how I felt at the time. I felt strong, and granted, I was behind on some network dues too.
They wanted you to give them a handy, and that's where you said, "No, I'm not stooping to Will's level. I'm not stooping to Age Walker's level.
You can suck my dick. You can. You don't have to pay anything."
Yeah. So, I mean, I left the way I did. It was my decision to leave. Joe, who was a part of the NFL Easy Picks at the time, I said, I'm like, dude, if you want to stay and do shows, don't let me hold you up. I don't care. I'm like, this is like my decision. This is what I want to do. I didn't like how that worked out. Joe said, no, I'm going to come with you. But after that, like, I kind of separated myself from Jack and Brian because of it. But through times, like, we've come back together, and Toons has gone in a completely different direction. And yeah, it's pretty much there were some growings that need to happen too. My life has even changed since then.
Heavy is the CM Punk of the podcasting world.
Heavy, it totally is the fucking CM Punk.
The funny thing is, for those who don't know, if you go back to the last episode of NFL Easy Picks on Blog Talk Radio that we did on Trending Topics Network, we announced it at the end of the show. At the end of the Super Bowl episode, we talked about the Super Bowl, we talked about the commercials, and at the end it was like, yeah, I don't like what Toons did, goodbye. That was
it. Wow, okay. Well, listen, I'm glad I was able to mend fences. I'm glad you two guys are able to get back together.
Or three.
I mean, at the end of the day, man, you know what? It, like you said, it blew over. Everything's cool now. And you're back with NFL Easy Picks and the Ohio Valley Indie Report.
The Ohio Indie Report.
Whatever. I like Ohio Valley Indie Report. That's, well, I think you're changing
he
it.
You can't have that.
I'm fine with it.
He can't have it. Why? Because there's already an Ohio Valley Indie Report in there.
Fuck them. They're a bunch of fucking ham and eggers. Fuck. Ohio Valley Indie Report can suck my dick. It is now on the Trending Topics Network. Make it so.
But here's the thing. I'm in Ohio, but I'm not in the Ohio Valley. Ohio Valley is like southern Ohio. And
what the fuck is that? I'm Canadian. I don't know where the fuck you are anyway. Who cares?
It's just one big south, huh?
Look, we are from America. We know that everyone else knows our geography, okay?
America. The people.
We the people.
Mm-hmm. All right, and we also have some great news, too. DSJNP has a lot of fucking good shows. Cerebral Satire, WrestleCast, and The Second Shift. Am I missing any?
No, that's all of them, I think.
Teaching Wayne shit.
It's hard to keep track of that.
And Wayne learns how to read. That's the new show coming out. Anyways, they're also going to be joining the fucking Trending Topics Super fucking Network.
We are. We're looking forward to it. I know we've been working on trying to get this together for a while, beginning of the year starting. Yeah, it's going to be an easy place to find DSJNP.com. Cerebral Satire is going to be the first network we're going to expand to on that. I know you like it a lot, and we appreciate it. Ant and I really enjoy doing that. And I got a story I'll tell you later about the last episode we just recorded, but yeah, we're really excited to expand out. We want to get more listeners and hopefully add content to your network, buddy.
Yeah, awesome. And listen, you know, everybody's going to keep their own feeds because if, you know, you're used to getting just that one show, mm-hmm. power to you. But if you want that centralized place and you're clicking on whatever episode, man, you just got to go to trendingtopicsnetwork.com. We're going to have fucking everything now.
Boom.
It's going to be, yeah, fucking.
Well, the thing is, too, that I got to kind of announce here that Kayfabe Sports Radio, for a couple reasons, is kind of disbanding. The name's going away. The feed's gone through metamorphosis over the years. Before I left Trending Topics Network, it was just mainly for the Ohio Indie Report because that's just where I was producing it from. After I had left, I was like, well, I got this feed. I have my own home. I'm going to turn it into something of my own. Decided on the name Kayfabe Sports. And then there was what the recent developments of Joe, who I'd still say we're friends, but it's his life has kind of gone in a different direction, and it's really hard to keep in touch with him. He no longer had time for the show.
Is he a fucking Jehovah's Witness now? What happened?
Dude, I have no idea. And when the dues for the website came up for www.kfavesports.com, he forgot the password.
Oh, fuck.
So
did somebody take it?
No, he still owned it. Like, until he...
So just send him an email. Send me the fucking thing. That's it.
Well, no.
Problem solved.
But no, but what's going to happen is... This is just the perfect reason. Like, this is just, like, because of that.
Yeah.
And then this happening, it's just perfect for it. But Kayfabe Sports Radio is going to turn into the Ohio Wrestling Network own.
The Ohio Valley Wrestling Network?
No. No, because you...
I don't care. I'm adding Valley. Fuck it. It sounds better.
You can't have the acronym own. My idea for the logo is the Ultimate Warrior's own logo that he used for OWN. But instead of having the Warriors face paint in the middle of the O, have the state of Ohio in the middle of the O. But
don't hate that.
Basically, yeah. Everything from Kayfabe, like I said, we'll be moving. But Ohio, the NFL Easy Picks is going to strictly be on Trending Topics Network. Whenever
you
we
heard
do,
that right?
When we overheard, which basically is coming home to the Trending Topics Network.
It's coming home.
Anything
he's
goes coming. Is coming home
Tell
to the Trending
the
Topics
world.
Network, and the Ohio Wrestling Network is strictly going to be all the juicy shows and the Ohio Indie Report.
So you heard that right. Cerebral Satire,
yep.
Trending Topics Network,
yep.
Fucking Second Shift, Trending Topics Network, WrestleCast, Trending Topics Network, NFL Easy Picks, Trending Topics Network, Ohio Valley Indie Wrestling Report, Trending Topics Network.
CFL Easy Picks, Trending Topics Network.
Yes, it's all fucking coming
New
for you.
New School at the Movies. Trending Topics Networks. Fake fake father fucking news.
Hey, if you guys around the world outside of the United States want to be on a wrestling podcast, get in touch with Wayne as a baker. He will put you on the panel. If you suck, you won't be on after that week. If you're great, he'll invite you back. We need more people on the second shift. Okay, yeah. Can't have it a whole second shift with just Americans on it.
Do you do that show like 2 in the morning here? Or like
no, they do it at 1 in the afternoon our time and then yeah. And like 5 or 6 p.m. their time. So they're 5 hours behind us.
What day?
They normally record on Wednesdays.
Ah, fuck, I work. I totally do
which,
it.
Which reminds me, since we're here, Mountie, old school, whatever.
Yeah.
Devil Pierre
Van DeBoost. Hold on, let me cue that up. Go, keep talking.
Devil Vamp here wants to know how the network is doing in Canada. He keeps asking.
Yeah, I keep asking and nobody's responding.
So, okay, I'll explain. Here we go. This is how the network in Canada works, okay? Rogers Communications, which is based primarily – I don't know if you're familiar with Canadian geography at all.
A little bit.
Okay. Based primarily out of Ontario.
Okay. Now, yeah, I know where Ontario is.
Okay, cool. So – but fucking – we got a lot of provinces. Well, not as many as the States. We got like 9 provinces, right? Okay, so it's based primarily out of Ontario. They signed a deal with WWE, mm-hmm. essentially saying that they are not going to do – over the top over here. Mm-hmm. So you cannot access it via the web. The only way you can access the network is via a Rogers TV channel. They sent a request to what's called the CRTC, which is, I guess, the equivalent of the FCC in the States.
Yeah, it regulates
TV and radio. So they sent in a request to have a channel dedicated to WWE Network. It was in a trial basis temporarily while they got the approval from the CRTC. They came up with what's called the net pack, just a trial TV station where only Rogers customers could get access to it. Just recently, the CRTC did approve the channel. So probably in around 2015, Rogers is going to be making deals with the other cable providers, which is in my region, which is Quebec, Videotron, Shaw Cable in the West and all that. But right now, none of us technically have access to that channel. Only customers in Ontario can get it until they make deals with the other cable providers.
So they're literally going old school with Canada.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And there's one reason.
It's going to be a channel, and you flip on whatever's on is on.
Yeah, so okay. from what I'm gathering, because they're not 100% explaining what's going to happen. I don't even think they know yet because there are some technical challenges to it. But from what I'm gathering right now, the feed itself is going to be like a channel. Mm-hmm. So if you were to, say, go on the network and just watch the stream, yeah, that would be a channel. I think they're also going to offer like an a la carte with some content, but it would be from your cable box directly. So it has nothing to do with the web.
So it's going to be like you hit your on-demand button on your cable box and it pops up and you go to the WWE network and pick whatever
and
you want.
And probably some recent content, maybe like a last month's pay-per-view, yeah, or what just kind of aired. Okay. You're not going to be able to get like all the pay-per-views. So okay, you're probably thinking to yourself, why the fuck would they do that? The main reason is Rogers probably offered him a shit ton of money. If you listen to the conference call, I believe it's the Q2 conference call, McMahon does mention that they made a deal that they couldn't refuse.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they did because wrestling's huge here. It's not British levels,
yeah,
but TSN back in the day and Sportsnet, Rogers do get very high ratings, yeah, for Raw and SmackDown.
They're dedicated fans.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. We do have very strong fan base. Okay. So I understand why they did it. Another issue here is bandwidth limitations. So unlike the States, we have bandwidth caps.
Ugh.
So I know, it fucking sucks. So until recently, actually, in Ontario, Quebec and that, we had around between 20 and 40 gig monthly limits.
Oh, God, I burned through that in like 2 days.
That's what I'm saying, man. Like a lot of people will fucking, especially in the States, like they're bitching, oh man, I'm only getting this fucking like 250 gig cap. I'm like, fuck you, 250 gig cap. I don't get that for a year. So it's recently gone up a bit. But, you know, your basic packages are probably going to give you about 40 or 60 gig bandwidth cap. Right there, the fucking layman gets WWE Network. He's going to blow his fucking wad a cap and just get charged through the roof. It's what happened with Netflix, actually. And when Netflix came here, a lot of people busted their caps, figuratively speaking. And so they've had to actually – Netflix now has an option for lower quality for those people in Canada who have lower bandwidth caps.
That's what the net neutrality is going to do if it happens here.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It can possibly do that. The one thing – I know we're totally going in another direction here, but your net neutrality, the main issue with that is like for people who say give the Netflix argument, right?
Mm-hmm.
Netflix puts its entire video content at the cable providers to get a better speed.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, you might not realize you're in New York. You're not going all the way Netflix servers in fucking buttfuck Idaho to get your content. You're getting it in your New York-based cable or satellite or whatever, you're getting it. It's local. So if this net neutrality stuff passes, that goes away. You're actually going to get fucking slower speeds. People don't realize that.
Oh, I realize it.
And you know what the thing is, man? Living in a country that's highly regulated, I can tell you it fucking sucks.
Yeah.
You can't like move your dick over without paying a tax for something or getting fucking government approval. So it's the free market should reign as much as possible. And that's why I prefer the American model, because fucking the regulations we have here are insane. So I actually myself, and a lot of people do this, they use VPNs. So either a software VPN or a hardware VPN.
So Wayne uses for in Canada and in the UK, he uses a VPN.
Yeah, absolutely. People, it's unfortunate, but we have gotten to the point where people have to go around the law to actually get content. Right now, if I were to want to do it legally, and I'm not in Ontario, any other province, to do it legally, you either have two options. Either you pay $50 for your fucking regular cable pay-per-view, or you can go on WWE.com and pay $45.95 for the fucking stream.
That's what I used to do.
Imagine, like, I'm literally an hour drive from the border, from the New York border.
Yeah.
And I got to pay, technically, if I wanted to do it legit, $45, what fucking Joe Blow Farmer in fucking Vermont pays 10.
Yeah.
So I'm like, fuck you. I'm paying anyways. I don't care about circumventing the law. So I use a $5 VPN, Unblock US. You got to kind of go around the law, use US credit card and stuff. You can get virtual credit cards, a little plug for EntroPay. They're very good.
PayPal.
Thank you. Whoever EntroPay, send your money to trendingtopicsnetwork.com. And I pay, so you figure with the exchange rate and stuff, I probably pay around $17, but I get a 30 meg stream. So I get my full connection. And fuck this cable bullshit, because if I were to go the way they want me to go, I have to wait a year. Then I've got to get your basic cable package, which is $40. And I got to get the fucking net pack. So I'm not even getting what I want to get, and I'd have to pay $50. So yeah. I'm actually curious. I don't know how many Canadian listeners we have, but are you guys circumventing it? Because I think a lot of people are. And I'm curious to know. I don't think WWE wants to release those numbers, because I think a lot of their – quote-unquote American fans that have subscribed are actually outside, probably UK and Canada, going through the circumventing the system.
I mean, either way, they still get the money. You know, I don't think they care, you know?
Yeah, I think it's a thing. Netflix does the same thing. They kind of shy away from it. Where
they won't be like, oh, yeah, you can do this, you know, but you – I mean, it doesn't take long to do it. Kiwi got – they, you know, walked Kiwi through it a couple weeks ago, and he said it was the easiest thing he ever did.
Yeah, so I guess they do have to put the geographical blocks. They have to show, make an attempt like they're blocking it for their deals with, say, Rogers, who has that exclusivity.
Yeah.
But if people go and circumvent it, they're like, well, fuck, we're getting to $10 anyway.
Yeah, what are we supposed to do about it? You can't block every IP address that happens to be somewhere or whatever, but you don't know if they're going to come from the outside or inside. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't matter. We got to go, Heavy.
I know, you're the one talking, motherfucker.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, so we'll end the show here. So yeah, that's the state of WWE in Canada. It's fucking annoying. Right. That's pretty much where it's at. Okay, so I'll let you guys do your podcast. But yeah, to recap, bunch of shows coming very soon, next couple of weeks, I guess we'll start uploading them to the Trending Topics motherfucking super network. So
the brand new.
You know what? When I say brand new, I actually mean it now.
The brand new Trending Topics Network.
Motherfucking super network for Devil Vamp. Heavy Set. This is old school saying H. Walker's I'm not going to say it. Saying H. Walker has a mangina. And his internet sucks. And he's a fucking chimney sweep. Sucks.
And he fucking talks through his fucking microphone and his keyboard because he's too poor to buy a fucking real one.
Fucking Birmingham piece of shit.